Did you know Padre Pius said, "A single soul in purgatory can pray more powerfully for us than we could ever imagine"? This story was told by Gerardo De Caro, a member of the Italian Parliament who often spoke with Padre Pio about life, suffering, and the mystery of purgatory. Gerardo recalled, "One night in 1943, I was alone with Padre Pio, who was on his way to the choir of the old church. We sat on one of those old, worn benches in a long corridor. I entrusted to Padre Pio the soul of a writer whose work I had enjoyed reading in my youth. I said nothing more, not even mentioning his name. However, the Padre understood perfectly to whom I was referring. His face reddened, as if pained by the sufferings of others. He then said he loved creatures too much." Gerardo asked how long that soul would be in purgatory. "At least 100 years, Padre Pio replied. But then added, "We must pray for the souls in purgatory. It is incredible what they can do for our spiritual good in gratitude for those who remember to pray for them. The prayers of the souls in purgatory are very effective in the eyes of God because they are in a state of suffering, a suffering of love for God whom they long for. They pray for their family members." As we journey through November, the Church's month for the Holy Souls, Padre Pio's words remind us that prayer for the souls in purgatory is not only an act of mercy, it's also part of a living exchange. As we pray for them, they pray for us. So today, take a moment to pray for a loved one or for someone forgotten. Offer a mass, a rosary, or even a simple prayer. "Eternal rest grant unto them, O Lord." As Padre Pio often said, we must empty purgatory with our prayers. And if this glimpse into Padre Pio's devotion inspires you, join us each week here at Following Padre Pio for more stories like this.